Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. As Hanukkah was approaching this year, Mark Wiedenbaum, the founder of the sound art blog Disquiet, wanted to do something different. So he enlisted a group of remixers to take on traditional Jewish songs, whether from other holidays or Hanukkah classics like this one. The remixers hailed from Iowa to Portugal, and the results are just as diverse. Mark Wiedenbaum joins us on the phone from San Francisco on this third night of Hanukkah. Mark, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So what sparked this idea in the first place of remixing old Jewish songs?
Well, I've done a bunch of these remix projects as a way to participate in the online community of permissions culture, where a lot of people rework their own music and each other's, and they've been kind of abstract, which is where my ear tends to be, but I wanted to challenge myself with something that was where the concept was to be populist, and then the idea slowly became this one.
When you say me and I mean, did you do one of these remixes yourself?
No. I worked closely with some of them, more closely with some than with others, to coach them and to give them some feedback. But in the end, each one of these is very much the authorship of the remixer.
Okay, so who picks the songs, you or the remixers?
I selected all the songs. Oh. I selected them, and I also tried to pair them with people I thought would be appropriate.
Uh-huh. And what kind of directions would you give them?
Let's see. For example, the most extreme one is probably the guy who Wow Ricardo, who records his OCP. He had a really interesting take that he took as a kind of chiptune version of Jean-Jacques Perry. He had originally remixed a different track. He had actually originally remixed the track you just heard, the one you just played that Paula Daunt ended up doing. Mm-hmm. I thought his approach was great, but it seemed a little maudlin when applied to something that slow and considered. And so I had this kid's tune, Hanukkah Shag Yafeh, and I gave him that, and it worked perfectly.
All right. Now, we were talking about Atlanta, the first part of the show, and there's this Atlanta band called Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra. It's not a Hanukkah song, right? It is a traditional Jewish song, this Oseh Shalom.
Exactly.
All right. So here's the original from this band called Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra. That's the tune Oseh Shalom, the Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra from Atlanta, Georgia. Mark Wiedenbaum, you decided to give this tune to whom?
To a fellow named Diego Bernal, who's a fairly prolific, though to my taste not prolific enough, remixer and hip-hop producer from San Antonio. He usually uses Latin music as his backing tracks, and mm-hmm. I thought this sort of ethnic material would suit him well.
All right, let's hear what he came up with. That is Diego Bernal's remix of Oseh Shalom, the Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra recording that we heard immediately preceding that. And that comes from this collection called An Undermole, An Underveg, which Mark Wiedenbaum has put together, the founder of Disquiet.com. What does that title mean?
Well, the compilation was put together for a Jewish news and culture website called Tablet. They have a website at tabletmag.com. And the name comes from an attempt to give a Yiddish term to the word remix. And initially I'd asked a friend of mine who's fairly fluent in it to come up with a way to say it. And rather than come up with a new term for remix, like to just translate re and mix, he tried to come up with a phrase that approached it.
And so, another mall, another time, another vague, another way.
Exactly.
What is that? I mean, that's the literal translation. What does it really mean to you?
What it means to me is that there's a sense of tradition that at the time in the past had its own way of doing things, and that we're in another place and we do things differently, and that the time and place determine how sometimes things play out, but that isn't necessarily to say that what's trying to be accomplished has itself changed.
And what is trying to be accomplished with this music?
A mix of soulfulness and reflection and partying. The idea that there's a melodic and rhythmic tradition that grows. One of the reasons I was excited to find the Fourth Ward Afro-Klezmer is because that was a great example that even the source material itself showed that this music is continuing to change, even without electric instruments.
Well, the collection was done for this Tablet magazine. It's called Anander Mol, Anander Veig. And who's this for? I mean, will people be lighting the candles listening to Diego Bernal doing his remix? And
we tried to hit as many different types of holiday themes and modes as there are. There's a track that's especially good for kids. There's a lot that are good in the background. My hope is that it was music that people would feel comfortable playing in the background during a party.
Well, Mark, there's some really some infectious stuff here, including this remix by XNTRXX. The Goldene Chasana, the Golden Wedding Remix. We've been speaking with Mark Wiedenbaum. He's the founder of Disquiet.com. And nice talking with you, Mark. Happy holidays.
Oh, thanks so much, John. Thanks very much.
Soundcheck listeners, do you have a new take on holiday music? On Monday's show, we'll talk with Fred Schneider of the B-52s about his attempt to reclaim holiday music. And we'll want to hear how you're taking back holiday music. You can share your original songs, your thoughts, your remixes with us on the Soundcheck page. Still to come today, Damon Goff, who records under the name Badly Drawn Boy, joins us next to perform songs from his new album, It's What I'm Thinking. This is Soundcheck.